Good morning and welcome to day four of our daily Lenten videos here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Our theme this year is God's Story, Our Story. Once again, we are using this God's Story, Our Story daily devotional for these videos this year. And this is the last time I'll remind you, it's available in print here at the church, or you can go to our website and download a copy to print, or just download a PDF to have on an electronic device. Day four, it's Saturday morning, and my first word of instruction after those other words of instruction is to don't forget that tonight or tomorrow morning early is daylight savings time. So if you don't want to be late for worship tomorrow, if you don't want to be an hour late for any appointment you have tomorrow or the beginning of next week, be sure to turn your clocks forward that prescribed hour, as we then we'll enjoy the benefits of daylight savings. It'll be nice. It'll be light later into the evening. The downside is you get an hour's less sleep, but that's better than showing up to church an hour later and everybody realizing you forgot to do it. Day four, we are making our way through Mark chapter one, and Jesus has been baptized, and now he is led by the Holy Spirit out into the wilderness. I'm standing in a flower bed here, tree around me and so forth. It's not that much wilderness. I'm looking at houses across the street. But Jesus, 40 days led by the Spirit out into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. He was out there with the wild animals. The angels, we read, supported him, fed him. But for 40 days, he was out there being tempted. And as I think about the temptations in my life, and as I think about when I try and, especially when I try to establish a new positive, good habit, maybe during Lent you have adopted a new habit. Maybe you have decided to fast from something. Maybe you've decided to add something to your life, a good, healthy habit, working out, reading the Bible every day, watching these videos every day. You're at day four. Have you been able to resist the temptation to not continue that habit? Have you been faithful each and every day? The temptation that Jesus would have experienced from Satan, I'm sure, was much more challenging than even that, right? But I think our temptations quite often are to make the right choice in any given situation. And my encouragement to you is, as you've work to, or maybe stated the desire to have a Lenten intention, to start a Lenten practice, if you haven't been able to keep up with that, even through 4 days, have a little grace with yourself. Start over. As a pastor once told us that, as you're trying to develop a new habit and you stop, when you stop, you shouldn't just give up. I mean, if you skip a breath, if you hold your breath, you just quit breathing altogether. I wouldn't recommend it. It doesn't last very long. And the same way, if you want to begin a new habit or refrain from an old bad habit, pray that the Holy Spirit might help guide you, protect you, help you resist the temptation, begin to move even further into that. Jesus, again, demonstrates his power over evil, over Satan, over temptation by being able to withstand it. In Mark's gospel that we're reading from, Mark deals with it very briefly. In the other gospels, we read further that when Jesus comes back out of the wilderness, out of the desert, that the devil continues to tempt him three different times, even though he is famished, offering bread and don't be fooled to think that this is an easy thing or something simple that happens in Mark's gospel and we just move on. The temptation is real. And know that Jesus experienced it, and that you too, by the power of the Spirit, can ultimately resist those temptations. I have faith in you. Tomorrow we will not be meeting in this venue, not as one of these daily videos. As I said, the 40 days of Lent are all the days excluding the Sundays. But if you'd like to join us for worship at 8:30 or 11, either here online or in person, we'd love to have you worship with us. I'll see you on Monday morning. I'm looking forward to it. Take care.